Get caught up here with the Lady Pirate basketball program at North Central Missouri College. It's been a little bit since I've seen the girls play, and certainly they've had kind of an up and down stretch. We're going to talk with Coach Esri here, I think, in a little bit too. And I think the men, they're starting to put things together. You know, they've had a little bit of an up and down November as well. But I think a lot of that, Coach Croy, is, you know, do the girls want to be playing better and more consistent? Yeah, but you know, the schedule seems like it's one really very difficult team after another. So the girls, especially the last two games, have been tested.
Yeah, they have. You know, I think we don't want to be playing our best ball now, but I would definitely say we want to be playing better than we have at times. And so, I feel like we came out against KCK, our last home game, and really executed the game plan to a T. The girls did a great job defensively. We threw some junk defense at them and gave them fits with that. And it wasn't a really high-scoring game. It was more of a defensive battle, and we were able to come out on top. And, you know, and then we traveled down to Allen County, and that's a tough environment. You know, we like to think playing at Ketchum Center is a tough environment with the kind of crowd we bring in. But Allen County's up there with that. It's loud. They bring a good crowd. It's really hard to hear in that gym for the girls to hear what the play call is, and even at timeouts it's loud. It's hard to communicate, and so you know, we didn't get off to a great start against them. Kind of figured it out in the second half. We just aren't patient on offense right now and aren't taking the best shots that we need to take, and so you know, I think that just is going to have to come with some time and repetition and practice.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things I noticed if you just take a look at the whole month of November as a whole with us sitting here on the first day of December. And certainly level of competition plays into this, but when you get into those really gritty games against really good basketball teams, you won a few and you've lost a few, but your offensive productivity has not been as good so far this year as it was, especially middle to the end of last year.
Right. No, definitely not. And we have scorers. We have quite a few kids that can score. And so I think it's just kind of trying to find that balance of who can produce and who is taking the shots at the right time. And so, I think when you have a lot of scorers that are capable of scoring, it's just figuring that out and figuring that balance out and trusting each other a little bit, knowing that, you know, if I don't shoot it on my first touch, am I going to get it back so I can shoot it on my second? And so, like I said, it just, you know, I know we only added, you know, two basically new starters into our lineup, but, it's just an adjustment. And so I feel like slowly we'll make headway into that on the offensive end, and we have to continue to get better so that we're playing our best ball towards the later in the season.
So last week, used my last few days of vacation, which is pretty rare during the heart of basketball season, so I missed the Tuesday game. And when I got back into town, a couple of people said, "Tom, you really missed a great atmosphere for that KCK NCMC women's game a week ago Tuesday. The place was packed. You know, from what I heard, it was really a postseason sort of atmosphere." It also tells me too that you're getting a lot of good attention with getting people into the Ketchum Center, but there's a little bit of rivalry there that's developed between the Lady Pirates and KCK.
Oh, definitely. I think our girls, you know, came into that game with a vengeance. We went down there and they beat us by 15 and we didn't play well. We knew that. And we made some adjustments, like I said, on the defensive end. And the girls really locked into what we needed them to do. And the atmosphere was phenomenal. I wasn't sure, you know, you never know what it's going to be like. It was the first home game for Trenton High School. It was, or maybe not the first home game, I guess a home game for Trenton High School. It was, the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, you never know if you're going to have students there because we didn't have classes on Wednesday. And our fans showed up and were loud. Our student section was on their feet the whole time. And it was intense from beginning to end. It was very intense. And it was a fun game to be a part of. I was happy for our girls that they came out and really executed everything on both ends of the floor and just played very determined. The outcome was in our favor.
Yeah, what I kind of like about that matchup, too, is you look at KCK, and I'm sure they look at North Central a little bit of the same way, that if you can beat the team on the other side of the floor, generally that's going to be a top 15 team. So if you can get a victory in a game like that, that means it should mean real good things for 2023.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope you are correct. I hope that we continue to get better and better, and our bench as well continues to improve, because we've got to get good minutes from everybody.
Was it, last year you were kind of known for a team that could really sizzle the nets and get things rolling on the offensive end, but giving up 44 to a nationally ranked KCK team, was that about as good of a defensive performance as you can remember one of your teams putting on the floor for a long time?
Yeah, I really think so, I really think it is. We actually played them in a diamond and one and shut down their main scorer, and they were just kind of at a loss. Our girls did a great job of closing off the lane and wouldn't let them get into the lane with the basketball, and Jordan Gray was the main one that face guarded their best player. Chandler Lynch came in off the bench as well and replaced Jordan and face guarded, and they really just locked down on defense, and I can't tell you how focused they were, and I wish, you wish as a coach your team can bring that level of focus every single game. It'll be hard to match. Like you said earlier, somebody said it was like almost a playoff atmosphere, and that's what it was. It reminded us of last year's district game when it was here, and our girls just refused to lose and did everything that they needed to do to win, and that's what they did on Tuesday against KCK.
It reminds me a little bit. You mentioned this numerous times when we talked about last year's team. Is that one of the things that last year's team had, if they got hit in the mouth, they had long memories. And that really kind of got their ire up and their competitive juices going. And just the fact that they had lost to KCK not too long ago, that got their competitive juices going in the rematch, it sort of sounded like.
Definitely. I think this team, a lot like last year's, they don't like to be beat. And they want to prove that they're better than maybe they come out and don't play well. They're going to prove the next time that they're better than what they were the time before. And I think that was the case against KCK. They had something to prove. And so they kind of thrive on that. I guess they kind of like being the underdog and coming in and surprising people. And so they're competitive. They compete each and every day and they don't like to lose, but we've got to find that level of intensity when we don't, have a vengeance with a team. We've got to put that on the floor every single time, no matter what.
You have five games. Two of them are in Florida. You got a D1 and State Fair on the 11th. Next broadcast going to be Highland at the Ketchum Center next Wednesday, the 7th. And you have Park JV on Monday. So before I let you go, Coach, I won't ask you about all the games, obviously. But if you just look at five games between now and mid-December, a couple of weeks down the road in Florida, what would you like to see? Short of going 5-0, that's the easy answer. What would you like to see the team accomplish here before Christmas break?
I want to see us get better on both ends of the floor. We struggled rebounding against a bigger Allen County team the other night. That's something we definitely have to improve on. As well as defense we played against KCK, we've got to make sure that we can defend, no matter who we're playing. And so, we just have to improve on both ends of the floor. Our ball movement, our offensive efficiency needs to get better. And so, hopefully with these next five games ahead, we can do that.
Saturday's game is canceled. That was to be against Southwestern. There's still a men's game Saturday, right?
Correct,
so,
yes.
Okay, men only. There is a doubleheader at the Ketchum Center, Toy Drive night on Monday, both against JV opponents. Lady Pirates going to play the Park JV. Highland will be here on Wednesday the 7th at 5:30. Coach, appreciate the time. Well, we will see you at the gym next week.
That sounds good. Thank you, Tom.